This segment is sponsored by the local Edward Jones office of Lee Colvin. The host of the show and Edward Jones have an existing business relationship. This event is not a testimonial of services provided by Edward Jones financial advisor Lee Colvin.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Back on Rutherford Issues from WGNS, and this segment brought to you by our friends at Middle Tennessee Electric as well. MTE has delivered reliable service and peace of mind for nearly 90 years. It's 90 years next year, as a matter of fact. Managing your account, improve your energy habits, MTE.com or the MyMTE app. Well, as the disclaimer mentioned, Lee Colvin is here. He is an Edward Jones financial advisor, and he is joining us this morning in studio. Good morning, Mr. Colvin.
Good morning, Brian. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. It is a busy time and a busy week during that busy time. Did you know that college basketball starts next week? Oh, you're a Kentucky fan.
Buddy.
Yeah, I bet you do know.
Talk about it. Yeah.
As soon as I said that, I realized what I walked into. Kentucky fans have been looking forward to that since August.
Absolutely.
The way this football season has gone. But anyway. So.
It's been rough.
Yeah.
I didn't want to see Saturday come. I'm glad it's gone.
are you hearing Rocky Top ringing through your ears?
Oof. Well, you know, a friend of mine did bring up the other day that, you know, it is amazing, and I am proud that every Tennessee fan technically is a Kentucky fan, whether they want to recognize it or not.
Oh, is that right?
Uh-huh.
Why is that?
Because according to the lyrics,
mm-hmm.
every Tennessee woman's half cat.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
That's worse than an actual cat.
I'm like, how have we missed this all these years?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you hang your hat on that. That's why the football season has been what it's been.
Oh. Well, you know, we got to take what we can get.
I guess so. Well, on a little more serious note this morning.
I hate to admit, I have to give you guys accolades for these last few years. Well,
you are drinking a drink that's orange this morning.
Mm. You're killing me now. You're killing me.
I hope it tastes citrusy. Mm. But, yeah, you put it down really quick, too. Oh, that's fun. You're going to go try to find a blueberry one of those.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, well, this morning we are going to step into something that affects a lot of people. Millions of people, as a matter of fact. And we're going to talk with Lee today about some financial steps to help prepare for Alzheimer's and dementia. And of course, this is kind of a time of the year that we think about that. So, Lee, I know this is something that you probably deal with, probably on a weekly basis, at least in your line of work.
You know, it is so very difficult. Brian, I mean, just Alzheimer's in itself, if you don't mind, I'm going to take a quick second just to mention that, because I am proud of Edward Jones. For the last 9 years, we have been the primary corporate sponsor nationally for Alzheimer's awareness, trying to end Alzheimer's, because we recognize back when we took that role that this truly affects everybody.
Sure.
You know, it's not like other things. You know, it's not like me with diabetes or other folks with cancer, where Some people get it, some people don't. Literally, we all know somebody who is being affected by this, typically even within our own families, and it's just debilitating. So we're so very honored to be that corporate sponsor. And you know, anybody who has questions about it or has questions about, you know, the Alzheimer's walks or raising money, anything like that, please ask any of us as Edward Jones employees. We'd be more than happy to tell you what we know or get you with the right local contacts to help with awareness around that. But talking about today's discussion, you know, the fact is there are more than 7 million Americans, Brian, who have Alzheimer's disease, according to a 2025 report from the Alzheimer's Association. And the emotional toll of watching a loved one struggle with the memory loss, the depression, anxiety, cognitive decline, it's so overwhelming. But part of the reason why we even stepped in is because it's not just physical. It's not just a health concern. It is a financial concern as well. And it's a financial burden that can be so significant. Hopefully this disease will never touch your family. We definitely hope that for anybody and everybody. But it is important to be financially prepared just in case, whether it be, you know, Alzheimer's, dementia, anything in that realm. By planning to cover long-term care costs, Brian, and creating a financial strategy for caregivers, you can help protect your family's financial well-being.
You know, I hear from so many about the emotional roller coaster that it is, and you know, the burden that it can be just to care for someone, and that, and burden is a word that I don't use to the way it sounds. It's just so difficult. And then, and on top of that, expenses related to Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia, how extensive that can be.
Certainly. And, you know, and families often face ongoing medical treatment costs, medical equipment purchases, home safety modifications. You know, there's prescription drugs, there's personal care supplies. Long-term care represents one of the largest health care costs not covered. Let me repeat that. Not covered entirely by traditional Medicare, making advanced planning so crucial. And so, again, I want to say that because so many people think, oh, well, long-term care, Medicare covers. No, it does not. So be aware, folks, if you're listening to this, long-term care expenses, many of those are not covered by Medicare.
Lee Colvin is with us today as we look at some financial steps in preparing for Alzheimer's and dementia. Let's take a look at a few things. And so you'll want to listen and stay tuned. Lee's going to talk about these over the next few minutes. Planning for care cost and identifying insurance coverage. Identify assets and debts. Ensure legal documents are in place. Consider a living trust. Look for tax benefits. And then considering protective measures for early stages. So let's take these one at a time and kick us off here, Lee, if you don't mind, about talking about planning for care cost and identifying your insurance coverage.
So, Brian, try to start understanding your family's health insurance options, including Medicare, supplemental policies, and veterans benefits, if applicable. And veterans benefits I have found to be huge in this. Determine coverage for adult daycare services, in-home care services, full-time residential care, and other long-term care options. even confirm whether you or your loved ones have long-term care policies or other insurance with long-term care riders.
Okay.
I will state that in some states, Medicare offers special needs plans. Again, that's SNP or special needs plans for people living with dementia, including Alzheimer's specifically. These plans specialize in care and coverage for beneficiaries with dementia, and only those diagnosed can enroll.
So the second thing, identifying assets and debts. This is an important part of the process.
Please work to create a comprehensive picture of your family's financial position, including bank accounts, investments, property, debts such as credit cards, mortgages, lines of credit. You'll need this if you take over financial management for a loved one.
Okay.
You've got to know where all of their picture is.
Legal documents are part of this, making sure they're all in good order too.
Certainly. And you know, you and I are talking about this all the time. I love you and I being on here, but there are some folks who are not on here that everybody needs as part of their team, right? Mm-hmm. We have to be able to work with an attorney to establish crucial legal documents like a durable power of attorney for finances and healthcare decisions. These documents should be created before someone is diagnosed or when they're just starting to show early signs of Alzheimer's, so that they can understand what they're signing. Also, waiting until cognitive ability declines makes the process more challenging and may require court procedures for conservatorship.
So we've talked about planning for care cost, identifying insurance coverage, identifying assets and debts, making sure legal documents are in place. Let's talk about a living trust and considering a living trust.
So when looking at this, within a legal trust, it can hold financial assets and property, while a successor trustee, like trusted family members, manages money and makes investment decisions. While complex, these trusts can provide valuable protection for families dealing with a parent or older relative experiencing dementia.
So, living trust, what about looking for tax benefits?
Great question, Brian. You know, caregivers who pay care costs out of pocket may qualify for tax credits and deductions. So while you may have your financial advisor, you may have your attorney, now we're getting into another part of that team, being your CPA or bookkeeper, talking about accounting issues, making sure that you're getting your tax credits and deductions that are allowable. These benefits vary by state, so consult with this tax advisor about your eligibility to these benefits.
And one more to look at here as we wrap up, Lee, considering protective measures in the early stages of Alzheimer's and dementia and the like.
Definitely. So if a loved one is showing signs of Alzheimer's or other dementia, you may want to set up auto pay for bills, making sure that they're not late on payments. Open joint checking accounts. Freeze credit reports at major credit bureaus. Consolidate or cancel credit cards. Monitor financial activities closely for these individuals. This can help keep financial responsibilities flowing smoothly and prevent exploitation by scam artists who unfortunately your family member could be affected by. A qualified financial advisor, Brian, can truly help evaluate your family's overall situation and recommend appropriate strategies to prepare for potential dementia-related costs. They can also work with your legal and tax professionals to help you put comprehensive protection in place. While an Alzheimer's or dementia diagnosis will change everyone's life in your family, taking proactive financial steps today can truly ease the burden and provide greater confidence for the journey ahead. And again, I just want to stress for anybody that might be listening, that anybody that might need it, for more information just around Alzheimer's dementia, you can also go and visit www.alz.org, who also has many good resources on their website.